And thank you for joining us today on the Weekly Fix. My name is Lori Mount, Portfolio Manager with RBC BlueBay's U.S. Fixed Income Team, focusing on cash management strategies. This past week has been truly historic in terms of the impact to global markets following the announcement of President Trump's Liberation Day tariffs on April 2nd. Trump delivered a complex array of tariffs that were higher and more broad-reaching than anticipated, triggering investor concerns that pushed equities much weaker and bonds higher. The tariffs included a minimum of 10% levy on all imports, with substantially higher rates for certain countries, including a 34% tariff on imports from China and 20% on the European Union. The abrupt policy shift has heightened fears of a global trade war and potential recession and has wiped out roughly $5 trillion of market value within just a few short days. In FX markets, investors are dumping the dollar, causing it to drop against nearly all currencies in developed markets, discounting a weaker U.S. growth outlook and the end of U.S. exceptionalism. Despite the intensity and scope of market volatility, Trump has defended the tariffs, indicating they are part of a long-term strategy and that he has no intention of backing off. While that remains to be seen, investors will have to grapple with the repercussions in the interim. Amid the recent market volatility, we believe shorter duration securities remain compelling as they combine attractive yields with lower vulnerability to Treasury price shocks further out the curve. Additionally, many investors are opting to keep cash on hand, utilizing money market funds whose objectives are safety, liquidity, and yield, leading to record balances in excess of $7 trillion last week. Without question, the long-term outlook is extremely uncertain, but one thing that seems likely is that in the short term, inflation is going to be on the rise, making it difficult for absolute yields to rally and interest rates to fall, even on the expectation that we are likely to see U.S. growth under pressure in the coming months. Markets are pricing in multiple rate cuts in response to inflation concerns, but it's difficult to see those materializing unless higher inflation is accompanied by growing unemployment as well. An adverse supply shock such as this is a challenging situation for the Fed because it results in both slower growth and higher inflation simultaneously. While the Fed has been under increasing pressure to respond to the economic implications of the new tariffs, Chairman Powell has indicated that they need to observe how the situation unfolds before making policy adjustments, and that any action will be a measured, cautious response. Inflation data released later this week may provide an indicator as to the Fed's likely next steps, but we expect that they will need more hard data before taking any action. We'll continue to monitor the data and the implications of this massive market disruption in the coming days. We thank you for joining us today and hope you have a great week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction. Nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.